From Clochar Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hi there, good afternoon. Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes, bringing you the Gospel through song and through the preaching of God's precious Word. Today we'll be turning for our scripture reading to the Psalm 1. Before that, please listen to Catherine Mitchell singing, I Waited for the Lord My God. To read this afternoon the words of the first psalm. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This afternoon we are turning to the Old Testament and to the Psalm 1. Today and over the following weeks, we shall spend some time thinking about this psalm. The title for these studies is The Happy Man. The reason for this title is found in the opening words of the psalm, "Blessed is the man." The word blessed literally means to be happy. Then the psalm proceeds to describe this individual. Therefore, Psalm 1 is all about the blessed man, or as we might well call him, the happy man. Is there anyone who does not wish to be happy? Surely this is something all men wish for. Yet am I not also right in stating that for many, happiness has been elusive? Life so often is marred by disappointments and difficulties, which cast a dark cloud over the sun rays of life. If you seek happiness, then these messages are a word from the Lord to your heart, because here God is showing you how you can enjoy life to the full. We shall begin by looking at the verse 1 of the Psalm 1, which reads, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." From these words, let us think about the character of the happy man. The first verse defines this individual in terms of what he does not do. This highlights the fact that the Christian must be different from society around him. True Christianity means separation from the world. Firstly, please consider the places where the happy man does not walk. He walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly person's advice is to get through life without worrying about God. The counsel of the ungodly is to ignore the Bible, avoid prayer, refrain from church attendance, because these things cannot do you any good. So much of the culture of society nowadays conditions men and women to approach life in a secular, humanistic manner, and man's true spiritual needs are therefore ignored. If you are to be happy, however, you must begin thinking spiritually. The root cause of all unhappiness is our sin. The root cause of unhappiness is not our social conditions, is not our mental makeup or our characteristics. Our unhappiness is found within ourselves, and it is our separation from God. The remedy for this unhappiness is found alone in Christ, who took all our sorrow upon his body as he died for us. True peace is not found in what we can work out for ourselves, but in what Jesus has accomplished for us. Look beyond the counsel of this ungodly world and seek Christ today, dear listener. Secondly, please think about the people with whom the happy man does not stand. He standeth not in the way of sinners, according to our text. The sinner is the individual who lives for his own pleasure. He revels in a certain lifestyle because it makes him feel good. One sinner lives for his social circle of friends. Another could not live without alcohol. Another is obsessed with a particular sport or hobby so that it dominates everything else. Another commits acts of immorality and does so without conscience, and it seems without remorse or regret. This is the way of the world. Give me my pleasure without the restraint of God's law is the longing of this age. Such a lifestyle never produces happiness. Sin has consequences, socially, physically, and psychologically, as many revelers have discovered to their cost. The true price of sin, however, can only be viewed in spiritual terms. It separates us from God and stores up judgment for us at the end of the world, because the Bible teaches that the wages of sin is death. If you are to be happy, you need to repent of the cause of unhappiness, which is sin. You must accept that your lifestyle is all wrong, and that you must turn on to God and make a new beginning in Christ. Thirdly and finally, could you think about the position where the happy man does not sit. He sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. The scorner is the atheist, who mocks all things pertaining to the spiritual and the eternal. He not only seeks to live without the Bible, but he actively pours ridicule upon the Word of God. He discredits the truth of creation by propounding his own theory of evolution. He has no proof for the evolution he loves to espouse as the kingpin of all he believes. Therefore, he chooses to accept it because it suits his attitude to life. If you are to enjoy happiness, however, you must avoid the seat of the scorner like the plague. The very thing which the scorner derides is what you need, faith. There are many scientific facts which point to a God who designed and created the universe. While these facts pose difficult questions for the scorners of our generation, they alone will not provide you happiness. Faith alone can supply this. Therefore, Paul wrote in Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We must approach the Bible implicitly believing that it is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We do not set out to prove the Bible is right. We begin by believing the Bible is right. And when we believe the Bible is right, we will discover lots of evidences for the scriptures in the world. The scripture shows us the God of creation who is in control. The scriptures show us ourselves as creatures marred by sin, but who can be redeemed by the grace of God. Christ died and rose again in order that we might enjoy eternal happiness. The scorner robs himself of this happiness because he prefers his own existence of self-delusion. Don't be deluded with him and by him. Seek the rest for your soul that Christ himself provides, because he said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Christ said that he came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. The scorner will never offer you this. He can offer you nothing, but Christ can offer you everything. Therefore, come and see Christ, meet Christ, listen to Christ, be converted by Christ, and you will be endowed with the characteristics of the happy man. The happy man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, the happy man who standeth not in the way of sinners, and the happy man who sitteth not in the seat of the scorner. Will you not come and join me on my march to heaven? Will you not come and meet Christ today and be happy indeed?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Welland Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.